Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Treat yourself to a luxury ride with athletic performance. Get a Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedan or coupe with interest rates starting from 0.99% over 24 months.
As you heard it on the update, this is not our topic on the Daily Flames Roundtable, but did want to throw it out there as we are underway on the 4 o'clock hour today. The Flames have signed Nikita Nesterov to a one-year deal at $700,000. Logo broke it down a little bit there in our trending now. We're talking about a guy that has spent the last 3 years in the KHL with CSKA Moscow. Last year, 53 games, 7 goals, 23 points. He does have more than 130 NHL games to his name, mostly with the Tampa Bay Lightning, 13 of those with Montreal, who he finished his NHL career with. But spent the part of the 14-15 season, part of the 15-16 season with Tampa, and also in the American League. His only full NHL season came 16-17 when he split time with Tampa and Montreal. 27 years old, left shot defense who can play the right side. Nikita Nesterov is the newest member of the Calgary Flames. 1 year, $700,000 on their blue line. It is time for our Daily Flames Roundtable. Speaking of the blue line, we have been doing our player report cards all this week. So far, Johnny Gaudreau on Monday, Matthew Tkachuk on Tuesday. Our most contentious one to date was Elias Lindholm on Wednesday, and yesterday was Sean Monahan. Today, the captain, Mark Giordano. Our Flames Roundtable consists of Pat Steinberg, Will Nault, and Logan Gordon. Last year, Mark Giordano, 60 games played in the regular season, 5 goals, 26 assists, 31 points. He added 3 assists and 3 points in 10 playoff return to play games. Logo, your grade, letter grade on Mark Giordano for the 19-20 season in its entirety.
Mark Giordano gets a C from me for last season. It's hard to follow up a Norris Trophy season at any age, but it certainly looked as though Mark Giordano aged a bit between the 35 and 36 years of age that went through after his Norris win there. They're just the offense wasn't there for Gio, which I think really hurt them on the blue line and taking some pressure off of their big guys. He still plays important first pairing role with this team, but it just wasn't there for Gio. I didn't love him in the return to play. It felt like at times he was just trying to do too much for this team instead of just being that constant presence that he is back there. And I can't talk about, you know, the drop in points without it being a significant factor for me to go from 74 to 31. You know, I know there's an 18 game gap in between those two seasons, but it just wasn't there for him. I think it was part of the reason that the power play struggled as well, because they just didn't have an offensive catalyst there on the blue line from Mark Giordano like they had the year before. And I think that's why they went out and got a guy like Erik Gustafsson at the trade deadline last year. So it was a down year for the captain. I still think there's plenty of room for improvement and a chance for him to bounce back, Will, but I'm going with a C for Mark Giordano.
It's exactly where I'm going to go as well. I was going to go with maybe something about a C minus, but I decided to settle on a C. I thought he started the season pretty well, but things got away from him as the year went along. I felt like it felt like more nights than not, I was leaving the rink saying, you know, the captain needed to do more or need to be better or struggled. And, you know, we haven't seen that in the past 5 years. And then you look at his numbers and, well, he just wasn't anywhere close to the Mark Giordano we have come to see. And Logan's point about the power play is well taken. He failed to get double-digit goals for the first time since 2012-13. And then, of course, in the playoffs, he really struggled there. And that's obviously what's fresh in a lot of eyes. So it wasn't a complete shell of himself. He was still an NHL defenseman in the top four and was certainly capable of playing that role, but it wasn't the Mark Giordano standard. I go with a C for him. And we'll have to see what next season brings, but he's going to have to be better than he was this past year.
I see what you did there. We have to see what the Flames and Mark Giordano do next year. I see.
And he wears a C on his chest. Get it?
Oh,
get
it? All the puns.
The C of red.
Well, guys, I am going to be a little different because I go higher for Mark Giordano. I actually had the season.
Of course you do. Higher than every time. It's good.
I went lower on a couple of the guys, and I've been higher. The two that I've been higher on than you guys have been are Lindholm and Giordano. I would have given Gio, had the season ended and we not got the playoffs back, I would have given Gio probably an A- on his regular season. I still thought he was a top 20 defenseman in the NHL. I still think he was Calgary's best defenseman by a country mile. He still was one of the best analytic defenders in the NHL. He played the top minutes on the team, and that pairing with him and Brody was very, very strong. So I think Gio gets a little jobbed for how good he was this year because he won the Norris Trophy the year before, because he was still one of the best defensemen in the NHL during the regular season. But where he drops to me from an A- into a B is the fact that he was not very good in the playoffs, and that drops him a couple of grades down for me. I did not like what I saw from him in those 10 playoff games. I'm not necessarily surprised because it's something that he has kind of made a habit of. Like, I would think in the same conversation as Monahan and Gaudreau in terms of how things go in the regular season compared to the playoffs. But I thought Gio was still one of the two or three, four best players the Flames had this season. I think he was in consideration for Flames MVP during the regular season. So that's why I can't have him at a C. When I take a look at the entire season, I still think that he had a very good year. The 10 games in the playoffs was not very good. So that drops him out of where I had him originally. So I give Gio a B. I'm not as harsh on this one as you guys are.
I don't know how to counter that. Yeah, you feel very differently than we do. I don't know how to counter that one. I think he struggled mightily, and I don't think he was a top 20 D-man in the NHL. But based we will have to agree to disagree.
He struggled just for the points, or where else did he struggle for you?
I thought he just struggled all over the ice. I thought he was beat wide a lot, trying to catch up with people. I thought that, you know, he certainly was not the guy lifting up his partner, which he had been for the majority of his career. And then, you know, I just feel like he wasn't the same Mark Giordano we've seen the last 7 years. And maybe I'm holding that against him because he was so high and so elite for those years, but I didn't think he was that good last year.
Logo?
Yeah, I have to agree with Will that I really thought he was just pushing too hard on the defensive zone to make plays. The simplicity of his game to get into shooting lanes and, you know, be the guy that, you know, he's always been a strong guy taking the puck away and being really good in his own defensive zone. And I think that's where it faltered. And look, you have to look at too, I think the points for me is a big part of it too, where the struggles. I mean, this is his lowest shooting percentage any season since 2008-09. When he played in 58 games for the Flames, that's a significant drop off.
So he had
for
bad luck, is
player.
What you're saying?
Well, his total shots taken were down too. He just wasn't attempting to shoot the puck nearly as much as he had in previous years either. So I think you can't sit here and say that he was part of that first power play with everybody else. And while it clicked at a better rate 2 years ago, it certainly wasn't at that part. At that level this year, and I think that he takes some of the blame for that.
So here's where I fall in on Gio. When it's all said and done, he was the number two possession player on the team during the regular season. He was well above positive in terms of the high danger chances for and against. So he still defended well. He still helped the team create chances. And at 5-on-5, he still played the toughest minutes on the team. He did so with a defensively slanted offensive zone start ratio. Everything that I saw with my eyes defensively, the way he impacted the game outside of the points, he was still the top defenseman on the Calgary Flames. He still played the toughest minutes and excelled in those tough minutes. I think the fact that he won a Norris Trophy and put up all the points he did in that ridiculous 18-19 season, I think that that set a bar for Giordano that was impossible for him to get back to. And I think this is just my opinion, and I think you guys are docking him too hard based on one season to the next. Personally, and we're not going to agree, so we'll move on. But personally, guys, I don't think the actual way he played dropped off significantly from 1 year to the next. Where we did see a drop off was his work on the power play and how many pucks went in on when he was on the ice, both at specifically on the power play and to a lesser extent at 5-on-5. I don't think that is a necessarily the most telling of how a player played. So, look, our eyes tell us one thing. Our eyes told us different things. We shall agree to disagree on what Mark Giordano was during the regular season specifically. I do think, Will, we're a little more on the same page about what we saw in the playoffs. I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the playoff performance. Our Daily Flames Roundtable, by the way, Logan Gordon, Will Nault, Pat Steinberg. I was disappointed because he had an opportunity, like many of the other Flames players, to maybe change a script and flip a script that we saw in 2019 against Colorado, and it didn't happen. I thought Giordano played well below what he played in the regular season, much like Gaudreau, much like Monahan, much like a couple of the other guys on this team. And that was disappointing to me because I don't know how many more opportunities Giordano's going to have a good postseason, and I did not think that the 2020 postseason was good for him at all.
No, I thought he struggled mightily. I didn't think he was very good. You know, again, maybe it's he kind of felt out of rhythm a little bit. That was the entire time Gustafsson was used as that number one power play guy, and just maybe he wasn't able to get on that same rhythm. But you look at every year Mark Giordano has played in the playoffs, and he struggled every single time, and that includes last year when he won the Norris Trophy. So I don't know what it is about him in the playoffs. I don't know if that's ever going to change. But this year certainly didn't give you any confidence for that going forward, because I think you're bang on, Pat, like the other core players on this Flames team. He had a chance to maybe change some of the narrative around him and the playoffs. For me, he didn't do that at all.
Logo, rebuttal or no?
No, I don't have any rebuttal there. I thought he struggled in the return to play, and I'm sure there's something to be said about, you know, you're a 15-year NHL veteran and coming back to a completely different time of year and asking your body to do different things is, I'm sure, a factor in it. But you can't ignore the struggles that he and the rest of this team have had every time the calendar slipped to the postseason. So, you know, it's disappointing. It's you wanted to see more of it because his regular season game just never seems to translate like that. And it's too bad because if he plays up to that level that we know he's capable of, the results could be a lot different for this team.
So here's maybe the most important question going forward, though, guys. Like, so we disagree on, I give a B, you guys both go C when it comes to Mark Giordano. But as we start to project to next season, this is the most interesting part for me, Logo. Do you have a good feel on what we see from Giordano next year? Do you are you confident as to the type of defenseman he will be for whenever the 2021 season starts?
I'm fairly confident that Gio will bounce back more to what I feel is the norm for him, and I
like
think
more
that
towards 18-19.
No. Not towards,
or more towards what he was.
More
in
towards
the
what he's been before. Okay. Before that, because you're right. Look, you're never gonna, those numbers that he put up in that Norris year just aren't sustainable for his career, for what he's done, and especially as he gets older, you can't ask him to recreate by far his best season offensively and defensively in the league. Now, I do think that given the time that we've had off here and the time that he still has ahead of him to get ready for a season, that he's a hard worker off the ice. We know he comes in, if not first, then pretty damn close to first in every fitness category for the Flames when it comes to getting ready for training camp. I have no doubt that he's going to be ready for that. And I think that this sort of time off, this break, might be a good thing for an older player like Mark, who's put on a lot of minutes lately, and I think that he's going to be a nice motivating factor. And I think, to be honest, maybe getting away from, and this isn't meant to be a shot at TJ Brody, but maybe a new defensive partner for him on a day-to-day basis might help him bounce back to his game. Not that TJ hurt him, but, you know, maybe it's an Anderson we see him with next year. We've seen that at times be a nice boost to this team. A full season of that might be a really good thing for Gio's career. For next season, at least.
Yeah, for me, I think it's very hard to have any sort of read on what Mark Giordano's season looks like next year. The uncertainty of the start date, the fact that the last time we saw him, it was as bad as what we all just talked about. I think it's very You know, foolish to probably sit here and predict that he's going to be able to bounce back. And, you know, to your point, Pat, I don't think he's ever going to get to the 18-19 level again. I think everything went right for that Flames team that year. That includes Sean Monahan, that includes Johnny Gaudreau, and that includes Mark Giordano. I think that was a very, very high point and a high-flying point for that team. And unfortunately, it ended in five games in round one of the Avalanche in the playoffs. But I think it's unfair to ask him to get back to that level because I think we all know it's unrealistic. And I think a bounce back is very much in reach for Mark Giordano. I just think it's very hard to sit here and say definitively what I believe his next season is going to look
See,
like.
What I'm actually – like, I think him and Anderson could make a really good pairing next year. That would be my guess. I mean, maybe they go Giordano and Tanev, but my – and just so that they could keep Anderson and Hanifin together, maybe they absolutely go that way. I think that could be a decent pairing, but I do wonder a little bit about Brody. Giordano Brody, again, I know that you guys probably don't agree, but I thought that was one of the best pairings, a top five, top 10 pairing in the NHL during the regular season last year.
So, I thought Brody was their best D-man last year.
And I thought Gio was their best D-man, but we don't need to go back there. I thought as a pairing, they were one of the best in the NHL. Analytically, they definitely were. But here's my biggest concern, Will, is that what I saw from Gio in the playoffs, and here's a guy that has been more positive on him than you guys have, but I am not as confident in a bounce back next year because, I don't know, I would have thought that time off and the 4 months off, knowing how much of a workout freak he is and knowing just how physically abnormal he is in a good way, I would have thought that would have helped him. And I would have thought that coming back into the return to play, he would have been fired up and fresh and looking like a guy who is 26 as opposed to 36. But for the first time, he kind of looked to me like he was behind the play and looked a little off it. And so I see that in 10 playoff games, and I'm aware that he's just turned 37. I'm a little concerned. And for the first time in basically his return to the NHL since coming back from Russia, for the first time, I don't have a good feel on what to expect from Mark Giordano. Sure, it wouldn't surprise me if he bounced back, but I would have been extremely confident in a bounce back 2 or 3 years ago. This year, there's just as much of me that wonders if maybe the decline has started, and that's something pretty scary for the Calgary Flames. So I honestly don't have a good feel on what Mark Giordano is going to be next year.
I'm right there with you, Pat. If you were asking me to put money on it, I'd put more money on him continuing to trend to what we saw in the playoffs. I've said it all along. It's very concerning for the Flames. I think just overall in a shell, and I know we started off the day with, you know, is the team better? And this is a Mark Giordano report card, but just to kind of make my whole point complete here. The forward group has remained unchanged. They brought in a couple of defensemen to change it. You brought in a goaltender, but overall, I have a great level of concern for the Flames next season. And a lot of that obviously is tied with the fact that I don't believe that their number one defenseman on the left side is still a number one defenseman.
Yeah, as far as the only thing I would say about his return to play and being as disappointing as it was, I was with you, Pat. I did think that maybe the time off would have been nice, but there were so many question marks going through until we finally got to that bubble, and there's so much different about that that I don't want to let it slide. Yeah, I almost, because you know what I mean? It's so hard to judge anybody just based on how different those circumstances were, and it could be an indicator of his, you know, of his trajectory going forward is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But I think there's enough there that you could say that this is a once in a lifetime thing. He's playing at a time that his body is not used to. And we know how physically tuned these athletes are. You know, you're talking about a time when he's used to resting and recovering and then, you know, asking his body to ramp up and to jump into playoff experience. I could see why he'd struggle there. And I bring up the shooting percentage because it was so far from his norm, and whether you want to call that luck or not, I think he's still much more closer to the guy that shoots close to 7% on his career than the guy that shoots it at 3.2% last year. You know what I mean? Like, even if you want to call it puck luck or bounces going in, I would have to say you're going to regress more to the mean, you know, right, just by the law of averages than anything. That's why I would be more confident in a bounce back from him. He's going to be playing at a time of year that he's used to. And look, it might look a little bit more normal next year anyways, traveling and maybe playing in a situation he's more used to.
I would suggest that we have just completed a pretty good conversation, because on the text line, there's a lot of one side or the other. Here's just an example. So here's one that says, is Logan high? Gio was a top three player on a playoff team that could have easily been similar to Dallas. And then about four texts later, Gio has to go, washed up, yesterday's news, replace him now, Pat is wrong. And there's a lot of either side on the text line, which I think suggests that we just had a pretty good conversation. Logan Gordon, Will Nall, and Pat Steinberg. That's another edition of our Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills is looking for your trade. They're paying out higher than average values, especially on SUVs from Mercedes-Benz. Visit them today.